This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
He's already here, and he always say now is the time to buy property because it's going to get more expensive moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Philip Schoolman, broker and owner of a Remax. He's here.
Morning, Philip. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. So, Philip, let me give you this scenario, right? Let's say I'm now renting. I don't have a property to my name. And I go online. I see a real estate agent saying, buy this bachelor unit for 320,000 rand. Should I think of this as a great investment, maybe for me to buy into and then rent out?
So... Yeah, there's a couple of things that you need to consider.
Okay.
Does it make sense on paper? Because usually, and in my experience, if a unit is cheap or seems to be cheap, more often than not, you'll find that there's an expensive levy that eats your investment value.
Okay.
So I wouldn't always just say off the bat, yes, it's a good investment. I think you need to consider what the rentability is. Is it close to, people that want to rent? Because cheap units in bad areas usually sit empty, and then your investment doesn't make sense. You also need to take the overall expenses of the municipality into consideration as well.
Okay.
I mean, I had one scenario where a client bought a 380,000 rand unit, similar to what your situation is, and the municipal rates and taxes was actually higher than the unit's bond. Because
sure.
the municipality zoned it incorrectly, and now we can't change it back. Now the client's forced to, to pay $4,000 a month for his rates and taxes, whereas his bond is 3.8. So that might end up biting you.
Sure. I mean, this leads us to maybe the issue of looking at perhaps some of the mistakes that people can make when buying their first investment unit, especially if, the idea is to rent it out.
Yeah, so by buying based on price, not demand, ignoring levies and body corporate expenses, and the health of the body corporate. That's the other thing. How many people are paying rent or their levies? A lot of people might not be paying their levies, and therefore the complex has fallen into disrepair. It's not being maintained properly, and now you're buying a cheap unit in there thinking you're buying a bargain. Now you're buying headaches. Overestimating rental income. There's a lot of influencers currently saying, oh, you can buy this and then rent it out and you're going to make money. How long have you done property? And you might have been lucky once or twice, and now you think that qualifies you to make videos about it.
Wow.
that happens. Not budgeting for vacancies and maintenance.
This
is something people always think that I want to get as close to paying my bond as possible. They must realize that, it begs the question, why are you investing in property or not putting your money in the bank? Okay. So that... simple answer is you didn't have the 320 to begin with to buy it cash. If you did, you could have put it in the bank as well. The beauty part with property is the bank will actually borrow you the money for that unit. So it's money you didn't have. You've got to now invest your cash flow monthly instead of investing 1,000 rand or 2,000 rand in a stock file monthly. You're actually investing into a guaranteed return if you're buying a property that makes sense on paper.
So maybe let's wrap it up. I don't know if we ask you for advice, it'll be the flip side of what you've been saying already. But let's just reiterate the message. Advice you would give to someone without property, but they are looking into buying a little flat, as a first property to rent out.
Yeah, and specifically with regards to Airbnb, there's a lot of questions with that.
Okay.
So your Airbnbs, people don't take into account that it's actually a job on its own. It needs maintenance. It needs management. You're going to receive calls. People are going to check in and out. That takes time. You need to wash the linens. People steal your TV. They steal your kettle. People think that, and you don't take into account what it costs you to furnish this unit. It might be a cheap unit, and you furnished it, and now you think you're going to make money.
Style it also, because it's Airbnb. It must be attractive.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Otherwise, you won't attract any...
You won't just throw in any old bed in there and whatever. You just style it.
Yeah, and now the other thing is... Airbnb and Booking.com is doing exactly what Property 24 is doing. They would rather benefit the new entrant to the market. Okay, so you listed your Airbnb within the last 3 months,
uh-huh.
you're going to get exposure.
Yes.
And they're going to drop your price. They're going to make it make sense.
Yes.
After 3 to 4 months, when you've gotten used to this and they've gotten used to this and there's new entrants into the market, they'll punt the small guy. So let me use an example.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mom and pop shop real estate has one listing or two listings that they've posted recently,
uh-huh.
or even 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Every day you go on Property 24, you're going to find mom and pop real estate.
Yes.
Now you use the adverse side of this, which is us, which we list 5 properties a day, just in Polokwane.
Yeah.
And we're not even found on page one.
Sure.
Now, you know, sure. So Airbnb and Booking.com actually, and this is after taking 22% of your profit. People
sure.
don't account for that either.
Yes.
You know, but now, because they're just looking at the online price, doing the sums and the calculations, not taking everything into account because they're not speaking to a proper advisor.
Mm.
You know, and now at the end of the day, you find that, and I mean, I've noticed this, that this month we quiet in Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
you know, whereas the previous 2 months we were kind of pumping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's because there's new entrants to the market.
Sure.
I mean, there's a flood of people doing this.
Yeah.
And that's just the market can't handle it, number one. And number two, people think that they can buy in a complex and do an Airbnb. Most body corporates will kick you out. They'll say, no, you can't
yeah.
do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it affects the security and the safety of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the entire complex's reputation, you know. So there's a couple of things to consider. I would always say, you know, find a reputable agent or speak to your accountant, which might be a bit more risk averse. He wouldn't, you know, always advise you to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speak to an attorney about things if you want advice, but also make sure you can pay them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we are going to leave it here for today, Philip. Thank you so much. Oh, someone said, I saw something said Philip here. Mm. Oh, someone says, it's just a comment. He said, and then Philip will tell us the best time to buy a property is yesterday.
Yes, amen. And that's just, well, it depends on the country. You know,
yeah.
there are countries where properties values are diminishing, but South Africa, because we've got a growing population, because we've got growing demand, that's why we have growing demand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's only going to get more expensive.
Right, we'll leave it here, Philip. Thank you so much. Broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.